Okay, so today we're doing a deep dive into something pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Healthy eating,
I was going
but
to say, who doesn't love good food?
right, exactly right.
Yeah.
But so many times when we think healthy eating,
We think boring
yeah, like I don't know,
salads, like,
salads and just bland,
yeah.
right? So we're going to explore this cookbook. It's called The Well-Plated Cookbook
Okay.
by Aaron Clark.
Okay.
And this one's all about how to make food that tastes really good,
Yeah.
but is also good for you.
Okay. That's the dream, right?
Yeah, exactly.
How to make those things.
And easy, right?
Yeah,
Like
yeah.
we want to make sure.
Especially for people who, are really busy,
Exactly,
who
yeah.
don't have, hours and hours to prep and,
Right, we're busy people.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, so she has this idea. She talks about this thing called stealthy healthy.
I love that.
Right, I was
Yeah,
looking through
I
this.
love that concept.
So explain what
Yeah.
that means. Like, how do you.
Well, so the idea is that you can sort of sneak in healthier ingredients without sacrificing taste.
Okay.
So you're not making, these huge like overhauls to your favorite dishes.
Okay.
It's just little substitutions.
Right.
Like one that I've actually started doing is like using Greek yogurt instead of sour cream. And
Okay.
so you can use that in like dips or sauces,
Right.
and it has a similar texture. It's creamy,
Yeah.
but it's got less fat and calories.
Okay, yeah. They'll also it kind of tricks your brain into thinking.
Yeah.
It's still the bad stuff, but
It is. It totally does.
yeah, okay, that's good.
And it also adds like a little bit of tanginess, which actually I like that more.
Okay, yeah.
So it's a win-win.
Yeah, all right. So I like that. That's good. I
Yeah.
like that.
It's all about like, being smart about the ingredients you're using, but
No.
also not, totally depriving yourself of those things that you love.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
So, but okay, so we're talking about these swaps,
Yeah.
but does she like, are there
Oh
recipes
yeah, tons of recipes.
that are like more adventurous, you
Like,
know?
yeah, absolutely.
So, like, it's not just like,
Yeah.
okay, swap this for that.
It's not just about swaps.
Okay.
It's really about creating dishes that are satisfying and flavorful,
Right.
but also happen to be good for you.
Yeah, okay.
So she's got everything from like weeknight dinners to, more elaborate kind of special occasion meals,
Okay.
but they all have that same sort of philosophy behind them.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the specific recipes.
Yeah.
I notice she really emphasizes this idea of
Practicality.
practicality.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like using ingredients that you can actually
That
find,
you have on hand, yeah.
right? Like at the grocery store.
Exactly.
I might
No
not.
crazy ingredients,
Right.
things that you've probably,
That you already have or.
already have or are easy to find. And she's also big on minimizing food waste,
Oh,
which I
right.
love. She
Yeah.
talks like how to use up those,
Right.
those little bits and
Kind of the,
pieces.
yeah, I always have those little
Yeah.
bits of things in my.
That you don't know what to do with.
Right,
Yeah.
exactly. So I like that.
So she gives you a lot of tips for that.
Okay, so give me an example, like a specific recipe.
Okay, so one that I really liked is the one pot creamy sun-dried tomato orzo,
Okay, yeah, I saw that one.
which is, it's creamy, it's flavorful,
Yeah.
but it all comes together in one pot.
Oh.
So minimal cleanup,
I like that,
which
yeah.
is always a win.
Especially on a busy night.
Right, exactly. Like
Yeah.
you don't want to be spending hours doing dishes.
Right.
But then she also has things that are, a little more elaborate. Like if you want to
Right.
do something a little fancier,
Right.
like she has a sheet pan tandoori chicken recipe,
Okay.
which is
Yeah.
really flavorful and it's great. Like if you're having people over, something like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we talked about these simple swaps.
Yeah.
We talked about easy recipes.
Yes.
What about people who have,
Dietary restrictions.
yeah, exactly, right.
So that's a big thing, I think, for a lot of people.
Right.
Whether you're vegetarian or gluten-free, or
Right.
you just have picky eaters in your family,
Right.
like she really tries to make sure that there's something for everyone.
Okay.
So she provides a lot of variations and substitutions
Okay.
so you can really tailor the recipes
Okay.
to your own needs and preferences.
So give me an example, like how does she do that?
Okay, so there's a concept in the book called Sweet Potato Boat's Five Ways.
Okay.
So it's basically, you bake a sweet potato
Yeah.
and then you have five different topping options. So
Right.
you could do like, a vegetarian chili topping
Right.
or, something with chicken and avocado
Yeah.
or, whatever kind of suits your taste.
So it's the same, it's like the same base,
Yeah, same base
but
recipe.
then you can kind of change it up.
Change it up depending on
Okay, I like
what
that.
you like, yeah,
I like
and what
how.
your dietary needs are.
Okay,
Yeah.
so that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, it's really,
Versatility.
Versatility, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got healthy swaps.
Yeah.
We've got easy recipes. We've got adaptability.
Mm-hmm.
What about leftovers?
Ah, leftovers. That's a big one.
Right.
So she actually has a whole section in the book.
Okay.
About leftovers and meal prep.
Okay.
Which I think is great because, you know, a lot of times you cook a meal.
Right.
And you're like, oh, what am I going to do with all this extra soup?
Right. Exactly.
So she gives you a lot of tips on how to store leftovers.
Okay.
How to reheat them.
Yeah.
And even how to, like, transform them into completely new dishes.
Okay. So give me an example.
Okay. So say you make that sheet pan tandoori chicken.
Right.
Right. She gives you ideas for how to use that leftover chicken.
Okay.
In, like, you know, a salad or a wrap. Or even, like, she has a recipe for tandoori chicken salad sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
Which uses, you know, the leftover chicken. So it's like you're not just eating the same thing over and over again.
Right, yeah.
You're actually creating something new.
Yeah, that's good.
Which I think is really helpful.
I like that.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot easier to, I don't know, to be excited about leftovers.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not just like, oh, I'm eating leftovers again.
Right, exactly.
It's like, no, I'm having a new meal.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, so it sounds like this cookbook is basically like having a, you know, a healthy eating expert in your kitchen.
That's a great way to put it, yeah.
Right.
I think so.
It's kind of like
she's guiding you,
yeah.
through the process.
Exactly.
Giving you tips, giving you encouragement.
Okay, so for those listening, what would you say is
like a key takeaway?
Yeah, or like, you know, something to think about.
Okay, so I would say think about one small change
that
you could make in your cooking routine.
Right.
Like, what's one ingredient swap that you could try that would make your favorite dish both healthier and tastier?
Okay, that's a good gene.
Because I think, you know,
we
often think about healthy eating as being this big sacrifice, but it doesn't have to be.
Right, exactly.
It can be about, like,
small changes.
Small changes, yeah.
Okay.
That add up over time.
Yeah, I like that. That's a great takeaway.
Yeah, so I think, you know,
yeah,
it's worth exploring.
Okay, yeah, that's good. So, hopefully that gives everyone some ideas.
Yeah, I like that. Good place to start.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I think that's a good deep dive.
I think so, too.
All right, well.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was fun. Yeah, I enjoyed it.